May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our King, the King and Lord of a new year. Amen. Our text is the Gospel, Luke 2, Simeon, Anna, and the 40-day-old baby Jesus coming to His house. Let us pray. Lord, remind us today and throughout this year that we cannot live on mere bread alone, but we truly live. We live eternally only on every word that comes from Your mouth. So feed Your sheep this day. Give us Your powerful, life-giving word. May we hunger for it, thirst for it. We pray for the Holy Spirit now to guide us and lead us. May we contemplate the incarnation and all that Christ brings to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen closely today, and maybe you're on the edge of your seat, and perhaps you want to take notes, because today, January 1, 2012, I have predictions for the new year. No one's taking notes. Yes, I have predictions for 2012, and these aren't merely predictions, like they may or may not happen. These are guarantees. These are guarantees. These things will happen unless the Lord returns, which we pray He will. Guarantees for 2012. Now, let me clarify. I'm not going to predict or guarantee anything about the world out there. I'm not going to predict anything about, you know, North Korea or Afghanistan or Iraq. I'm not going to predict the election in the fall or how our economy is going to do or whether you're going to get a job that you want. No predictions about sports, you know. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I don't know. Is Derek Dooley going to retain his job? I don't know in the next fall. Who's going to win the World Series? I don't know. Will Peyton Manning come back and play? I don't know. No predictions on any of that. I have no predictions about your personal life. Don't come to me this week, Pastor. Come on, tell me what's going to happen to my life. I don't know what's going to happen with your health. Whether you get sicker or better, die this year perhaps, I don't know. I don't know about your wealth, whether you get that better job or not, I don't know. I don't know all about your personal life, your marriage and all that. Don't come to me for that. I don't know, and I'm not going to predict what's going to happen out there other than that God loves us. And God will work everything for our good, because God's out there too, ever working. But I will guarantee things that will happen in here. And I think you'll join me, Pastor Roberts, on this. He trusts me. Good. And these aren't guarantees really from pastors. They're guarantees from the Lord of what will happen in here in 2012. And they are the same things that happened in Luke 2. We have the temple. We have Simeon and Anna and Jesus, Joseph and Mary. And Luke 2 is a great gospel lesson to begin a year because it's a wonderful model of Christian worship. What happens in here in God's temple? Three things happen, and you can be guaranteed these three things will happen. And thus, of course, again, the Lord returns. And this ought to draw us and draw us and draw us to come. We can't get enough Sunday, Wednesday, whenever we have Christian worship. What's going to happen in here in the temple? Guarantee number one. Not a prediction that may or may not. This is going to happen. Guarantee number one. This is the most wonderful, incredible, amazing, gracious thing that could ever happen. Jesus, the Son of God, the King of the world, God in the flesh. This Jesus, the baby, the one who died and rose, ascended. This glorious, all-powerful, living Jesus will be present right here. He'll be present right here. Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
All right. That's enough. We're Lutherans, remember. He'll be present right here. Notice Luke 2, the obvious. What makes this a great day in Luke 2? Why it's given to us by the Holy Spirit. It's just another day in the temple, we think. Another day in the temple there in Jerusalem. What makes it a great day is not that Simeon is there, or Anna is there, or Joseph and Mary are there, or the priests are out doing their work, or they're offering sacrifices up on the altar of sacrifice. All that was happening, there was beautiful music, the temple was beautiful. That's not why it was a great day. It was a great day because the Son of God comes. The God of the universe comes to the temple. And He comes in such humility. A 40-day-old baby. No fireworks. No confetti. The ball doesn't drop in Jerusalem. It's all quite humble. And yet the Son of God is there. And Simeon and Anna get a hold of him in their arms. The Son of God, they get a hold. And no doubt they get to give him a kiss on the cheek. You get to see God in the flesh. Hold the Messiah. Hold the bread of life, the light of the world, their good shepherd, the lamb who will die for them. He's right there in their arms. They can see and touch. Wow. What a God. And you can be guaranteed here in our humble church, right here, this same Jesus, the Son of God, will be here. He'll be present. He'll be in a humble way. Again, no fireworks today. No confetti, no ball dropping. He's here in great humility of bread and wine, water, word. It's all quite humble, quite unspectacular. But he is here with peace and forgiveness and grace. You can touch him. You can touch him in your hands. Eat of him. Drink of him. Hear of him. He's all over in our ears and our mouths. Washing us again in absolution and baptism. He's right here with salvation, the bread of life, the light of the world. You're a good shepherd right here. And I guarantee you in 2012, he'll be here constantly. Whether you'll be here is another question. He'll be here. We were up in Michigan for a few days. And we had a family gathering with Ann's family there. And Frankenmuth. I know the Stearns are from there. Denton's. And no snow, but it was a good time. An amazing little thing happened. My sister-in-law, Ellen, there in the home, lost her diamond ring. Not the entire ring, but just the diamond. She still had the band. But the diamond fell out. And all us men that were there, we stopped drinking and eating and talking sports. Oh my, it's panic time. She lost her diamond. And amazingly, a little while later, it was found. I think it was found on the carpet, this little diamond. And my brother-in-law, Paul, Ellen married a Paul, Ann married a Paul. My brother-in-law, Paul, quickly put that little diamond into a Ziploc bag, a kitchen bag, a Ziploc bag, and he locked that bag, stuck that bag in his pocket. And it's interesting because every 15 minutes or so, what did Paul, my brother-in-law, do? He got the bag out. The diamond's still there. 15 minutes later, he got the bag out. The diamond's still there. 15 minutes later, he got it out. Look, the diamond's still there. Wow. You know how you check things when you think they're gone? When you enter those doors this year, you don't have to wonder if the diamond's here. The treasure of heaven is here. Jesus Christ. That leads to point number two, guarantee number two. Jesus will be present, just like he is in Luke 2, in humility, but here. And Jesus will bring peace. He'll bring the peace that passes all understanding, the peace of God. Simeon holds baby Jesus. I love the boldness of Simeon. It's like he just grabs Christ right out of Mary's arm. Just give him here. I've been waiting for him. Give him here. He just takes him in his arms. Usually someone gives you a baby. You don't just grab the baby. Give him here. My Savior too. And then Simeon says what? Let me just depart in peace. I'm ready to die. I've seen it all now. I have it all. The Messiah is here. I've held him, touched him, seen him. I'm just ready to die. We do the same thing at the communion, don't we? We sing that wonderful hymn because we've seen our salvation here, held our salvation, eaten of our salvation, drank of our salvation here. Depart in peace. You'll depart this life. And it may happen in 2012. Let's be blunt and honest. You may have a lot of plans. You may die this year. Are you ready to die? Will you depart in peace? Sins are forgiven. I'm reconciled to the Father. This Jesus will die for me, Simeon knows. He'll be the sacrifice. He'll be the priest. He'll be the temple. He's the mediator. Will I depart in peace, believing in Christ, or depart in panic? Am I going to heaven or hell? What about all the horrible things I've done? How am I going to stand before my God? Peace or panic? Are you going to be forgiven or forsaken? Simeon knows, and Anna, they both know. This baby, he hadn't even done anything yet. He's 40 days old, yet they know he's the Lamb of Sacrifice. Through him, they have peace with God, and they're saved and redeemed. You have resolutions for 2012, it's fine to have resolutions. You'll probably break them all. May the Holy Spirit help you. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to save money. I'm going to be nicer and kinder to people. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to come to church more. All these resolutions. May the Holy Spirit help you, forgive you when you break them all. But here's the real resolution. This is the top of the list every year, really every day. Am I ready to die? Am I ready to die? Like Simeon and Anna. Am I ready? That's the resolution. I must be ready. And readiness is faith in the Messiah. Holding him in the sacrament, eating his body, drinking his blood, being baptized. That's readiness. As I was driving through Michigan, I have to pick on Michigan today. Sorry, Stearns and Dentons. You know what the slogan is for Michigan? Right there on the big billboard as you enter Michigan. You know, Ohio has the slogan, a place to discover. Come on, Ohio is a place to discover, Ohio. Michigan, though, the slogan is pure Michigan. I about laughed. My brother-in-law's lived there. It's not pure at all. Pure Michigan. It's this untainted wilderness of Michigan. No pollution, hardly any people. Bears, this wonderful forest. Yeah, right. You have Detroit there. People live there. It's a slogan. Michigan's not pure. Tennessee's not pure. Ohio's not pure. Indiana, not pure. I'll tell you a place that's pure. The people of God. We are pure. Cleansed. Cleansed by Jesus. Cleansed by his sacrifice at Calvary's cross. We are pure. That's what Simeon believes. He's forgiven and pure because of this baby, this Messiah who will die for him and take away his sins. That's what he believes. He knows. So he departs in peace. Guarantee, Christ will be present. Christ brings peace, the forgiveness of sins, makes us all pure. And then last of all, the last guarantee is there will be endless praise in the house of God. Endless praise. That too will happen as moved by the Holy Spirit. Simeon praises God. He has to just speak about Christ and praises God. Anna gives thanks and talks to everybody about Jesus. Endless praise. They join the angels in praising Jesus. The shepherds praise Jesus. The wise men, whom we celebrate this Friday, Epiphany, we have church on Wednesday, come. They praise Jesus, bring their gifts. And now Simeon and Anna praise Jesus. We all praise Jesus. Endless praise happens in God's house because of the presence and the peace of Jesus. How can we not praise our Lord and praise our Lord and praise our Lord? And Simeon and Anna aren't forced to praise him. There's no forcing here. There's no command. Well, let's go ahead and praise now. What are we going to sing? They don't do it because they have to, because they're commanded to, because they feel guilty if they don't. It's just spontaneous praise that is moved by the Spirit because of the presence of Jesus. You know, people always say First Lutheran is a very good singing church and has the best choir and musicians, and we do. Let's step it up a level even this year. Not because we have to, not to show off, but moved by the grace of God. We praise and praise. See if you know this one. This is the Christmas psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, my goodness. Try it again. Psalm 98, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done meager things. Is that what we say? He's done meager things. He does a little bit here or there, but he can't help me a whole lot. He does marvelous things. He became a man, lived a perfect life, died on a cross for our sins, rose again, ascended on high, won our salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song. Come on. For he has done marvelous things. What's going to happen here at First Lutheran? The presence of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the endless praise of Jesus. May God grant us a blessed 2012. Amen.